Targets.
To do a remote viewing experiment, you're going to need targets. Selecting targets is considerably more subtle than just picking a random group of photos from a shoebox or the first six objects you see in the kitchen. Most remote viewing researchers agree these are the issues that ought to be considered. First, pick targets that are easily and unequivocally visually different. Two stadiums may be in different parts of the country, and they may be used for different sports. But the overarching image of both of them is an athletic field, so they would not do well together in a target set. Even if the viewing is spectacular, if there are two such targets in the session pool, how will the judge ever distinguish between the two of them? Second, all the senses report. Consider not just the visual aspects of the target, but your entire sense portrait of it. Is the wind blowing? Is there an odd smell in the air? Do you hear the sound of something? Rustling, a stream flowing? Is water present? Is there a thumping sound or something like that? All of your senses are available to you. Remember, remote viewing is just like being there. Third, do not put a target with intense changes of energy into a target set in which other targets lack this characteristic. We have discovered in research that if you have one target that has a big change of energy, could be like a tornado, for instance, that it will be so attractive psychically that you may be drawn to that even though that is not the target selected. We call this displacement. A target set for a session in which all the targets have a transmutation quality, that is, have this shifting energy, would be okay, because that aspect of the targets would be equivalent across all of them. Look for these kinds of equivalencies. Fourth, be aware of culture. There are a number of ways to categorize targets, and one of them is by culture. If, for instance, you have a person who has a very strong predisposition to a particular kind of image, don't use that image when you're creating a target set. Or perhaps it's a very powerful negative reaction. Don't use that either. This has the same problem as having one target that has a tremendous energy shift when other targets do not. To summarize then, first, pick targets for your session pools that are visually different. Second, since all your senses report, pick targets that provide rich sensory impressions. Third, do not put targets that have violent releases of energy in target sets where the other targets do not have this quality. Fourth, be aware of hidden cultural biases.